Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pat Bostic joins us in anticipation of that big one tomorrow. Pitt hosts Clemson right here at Heinz Field. You can hear it right here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, beginning with the pregame tomorrow right around lunchtime. Pat, a very good morning to you. It's a special time for college football. Tomorrow's going to be one of those days where you could feel it in the air. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Yeah, looking forward to tomorrow. Should be a great day for football.
You know, I was watching some things, and I look at the individual skill players out on the edge on offense. I look at that defense in particular, and then I went back and watched some of the stuff that they did against Georgia. Is the death of Clemson football greatly exaggerated, Pat?
Yeah, I would say there's been no death. They had four top 10 recruiting classes. They got 15 5-stars the last 4 years. I think they're a confident quarterback away from being a top 5 team in the country. And DJ Uiagalelei is just playing a little bit tentative right now. I don't think he's seeing things real clean, and they maybe aren't as good up front as they've been offensively, but they've got an elite defense, and they're going to flick that ball up in the air and throw fade routes and post routes all day. And they've got a bunch of big, fast receivers that are physical and can make plays. So this is not a program that's down. They're not getting all they need to get out of the quarterback position. And it's fair to have a drop off from Trevor Lawrence. That's not uncommon. That was a pretty good player, number 16.
Pat, a week ago, Pat Narduzzi was talking about how they weren't really getting much respect for a 4-1 team, and then this week he said, well, you know, I'm not really worried about rankings now that we're finally ranked. And I asked him about it the other day, and he essentially said, we'll find out if we're being respected enough at the end of the year. It's based on how we perform. But just as you talk with people around the ACC and around the country, what is the opinion of Pitt and how different it may be this year or not?
Yeah, I think anytime you got a quarterback playing at this level in mid-October, late October, and it's not a fluke. It's not a two-game stretch. It's a six-game stretch of playing, you know, elite offense. And you've got enough disruption on defense and takeaways to be dangerous. You're a really good football team. I mean, it comes down to the guy that has the ball in his hand on every play. And you flip on the tape and watch Kenny Pickett play. These aren't balls that are bouncing up and getting caught. I mean, he's putting the football in spots where only his guys can get it. He's making plays with his feet. He's playing like a high draft pick, and that gets you respect, and certainly gets him respect individually, but anytime he's back there, this team's got a chance to win, and they're going to need him to play well tomorrow. And talk about earning respect, I mean, I think Kenny Pickett came back to play in this game, and he has not played well against Clemson in his two tries, and he's going to look to make the third time the charm tomorrow and play elite on a national stage.
Talk so much about what the quarterback hasn't been for Clemson. Talk so much about what the quarterback has been for the University of Pittsburgh. But won't this come down in some regards to what the running games can be for both teams, Pat?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. It's the game's won and lost up front. I think, you know, in both phases for the Panthers on offense, they've got established run to slow up pass rush down. It's got 78 blitzes. They come from everywhere, and if you aren't able to run the football, they'll dial it up. And, in pass protection as well. I mean, I think the Panthers match up very well on the perimeter, but you got to block this front seven. You got to block this front seven all day long. And then defensively, quarterback's best friend's a run game, and if you're able to play action, that's the easiest way for Clemson to play offensively is to run the ball and then play action and take some shots over the top. And you know, Formula One will be stop the run and make DJ Uiagalelei drop back and throw from the pocket, which he's not done well, but has proven he could and can but just not done it consistently.
There have been a couple teams, Pat, since the Western Michigan game that have tried to use the RPO to expose some holes in Pitt's defense. Do you suspect Clemson gives that a shot early and then either leans on it if it works or backs away from it if it does not?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, in order to throw the RPO, you've got to trust your quarterback. You've got to trust your quarterback to make decisions. They have RPO in their repertoire. They throw it with Trevor Lawrence, but ultimately you got to trust your quarterback, and it adds a layer to his responsibility as making a decision as to whether to hand it off or not, and then obviously making a good throw and decision with the football. So, you know, I'm not sure it'll be RPO, but I can promise you they're going to hard play action, try to isolate the safeties, and take shots over the top on posts and then on perimeter fade routes. So I think, you know, if I'm Tony Elliott, their offensive coordinator, I'm trying to isolate guys, make one-on-one throws, and say our guys are better than yours, and throw it up the air and see what happens. And it will be incumbent on Pitt defensively to win those one-on-ones.
How do you make sure that you do everything the same in pregame? That is to say, it's Clemson. It's not necessarily New Hampshire coming in here. And so people say all the time, you got to treat it like just another game. You've been in games that have been non-conference, small school games. You've been in games that have been gigantic games. And people say you want to do pregame the same. How do you make sure that you treat it the same, and can you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the routine's the same, right? Like, it's the same schedule, it's the same everything, but your senses are heightened. This is a big deal. And, you know, it doesn't mean that it's going to require anything above and beyond from an execution or physical standpoint that any other game would. Obviously, the competition's better. But your emotions should be, you know, high. Your senses should be heightened. You should feel some anxiety. That's why it shows you care. So, I mean, obviously, coaches try to suppress as much as they can and keep things in check. That's mainly to keep the focus on the what and not the how or the why this is a big game. But I think once you get out of that stadium, this is why you come play major college football, to play in a game like this with your home crowd there in droves, wearing blue, the whole deal, to put on a show. And if you don't get more jacked up for this, then you're probably not playing the right sport.
Pitt color analyst Pat Bostick with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Does that extend to you, Pat? Are you going to have a few extra butterflies in the belly there when you and Bill Hillgrove line up to call this thing tomorrow?
I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, every game in a season like that, I mean, this is like the wild card playoffs right now. And you're playing the New England Patriots this week. So it's every game is a one-game season. And this is one you've had on the calendar for a while. You've got to this point. You've got this game now it'll have a ripple effect for you or for the opponent. And you got a quarterback that's playing at a high level. I mean, this is everything you want as a team. It's everything you want as a program. It's everything you want as a fan base. So I'll have butterflies. I hope everybody does, because it matters. And, this is again, why you love the University of Pittsburgh, to be put on a stage like this, and hopefully go take advantage of it. I got a really good feeling they will.
All right, Pat Bostick. Pat, we thank you so very much. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, you Pat. Too. Lee Sterling, top of the hour. We talked to him. They're starting to show the pictures now as light has come up, as the sun has come up from some of these storm-damaged places.
Oh yeah.
There's just roots of the trees.
Just ripped it from the ground.
Yeah, it's just really, no good, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.